The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Delaware County Marble Police Chief Brandon Grafe. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Dawn. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Jimmy Kelly, one of our engineers, he told me that earlier when I had reported the story, somebody actually called in and said, well, why is Dawn reporting on that? Because it's really a victimless crime. After all, it's just at basically a cemetery. So what's your reaction to that?
Tell that to the families.
Yeah.
And imagine if, you had someone desecrate, the tombstone of a loved one of yours. It's a totally different tone if you're personally involved. But I think for most of us, we see it for the egregious crime that it is.
And so with this, is there a sense, because you were saying that these are large items. This is not just some, drug addict or something. Do you feel that this is a group of people? They have to have planned it out. These are very heavy doors. Can you take me through some of that, Chief?
Yeah, I mean, it could be both. It could be drug addicts, who are involved in these rings. If it is even a ring, it most likely is. I mean, it's very similar, virtually identical thefts of these materials. So, I often say the crimes and the criminals don't change much, but their means and their targets do. I know cemeteries across the region years ago and even recently were victimized from thieves stealing the urns or the vases at the tombstones. Mm-hmm. Now they've just change their tactic and up their game a little bit and to remove these mausoleum doors that, frankly, I don't know at this point if they are selling them back to an unscrupulous scrap dealer as is, or if they're going to cut them up. But that's the ultimate goal for them, is to get a couple bucks for the metal in the doors. And then the scrap dealer turns around and makes even more money reselling that metal or melting it down and reselling it for weight.
And so in something like this, first and foremost, if these thieves are caught, and I know that, we're reporting on this, obviously, if anybody has information, authorities want to hear from you. But if the thieves were caught, these things are very valuable. Does that up the charge as far as the level of a felony, the level of the theft, because they're so valuable, and then as well because it is technically it's desecration of a grave, as you had said, Chief?
Yeah, you boil it down from a law enforcement perspective, as you astutely pointed out earlier, it's a violation of so many norms, but those kinds of things aren't necessarily criminal, but the theft of the doors are. And because they're so valuable, they have such a high value, monetary value, not emotional, but monetary value, that brings it up. And just the theft alone from St. Peter and Paul here in Marple, the actors are looking at a felony charges, because it's the grand total is probably anywhere upwards of $25,000 to $30,000. So if it is the same person or persons involved, we can, and the district attorneys will handle it. I don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse, but you can loop all these crimes into one and prove it, and they're looking at substantial time for this.
Nowadays, everybody seems to have some kind of a camera doorbell type, said ring doorbell, that sort of thing. Is that something, how does that change, these investigations? Because I imagine as the word gets out in the news, I mean, we're talking about it's local media is talking about it. All of a sudden, somebody says, I don't live too far from there. Let me check my doorbell camera. If they see something, let's say somebody's listening right now and they're checking this, what do they do, Chief, as far as they see that maybe some suspicious people or somebody with a large, I mean, these things are large. So what do they do?
So thank you. So yeah, most cemeteries don't have that type of surveillance video. And, again, those of us who live in civilized society understand why. Unfortunately, it may be a necessary a plan for these cemeteries in the future. It's a shame. But if someone lives near a cemetery, a main thoroughfare that goes past the cemetery in their home, if they check their home surveillance camera and they see anything, obviously, if it's a truck with mausoleum doors, you know, sitting upright as they go by the house, that's what we call a clue. But even if it's a U-Haul trailer, something, you know, in the middle of the night, it's worth a shot. You know, we want to know about it. I want them to call their local police department. Those police departments whose cemeteries were victimized are gonna get that tip. And that may be all we need, just something. We need a time frame, a little bit of a description of a person or a vehicle. And maybe all we need to start the dominoes falling.
And as we continue the conversation with Marple Police Chief Brandon Grafe, I'm just wondering how, you know, as far as recruitment, hiring, this is a question I just asked, you know, police across the region, especially suburban police, how is it going with recruitment, hiring, that sort of thing? Because I know a lot of police departments are still in the rebuilding stage. I don't even know where you are particularly, but I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, it's still a challenge, there's no doubt. And it doesn't matter where you are, if you're a small suburban municipality, police department, your big city, your county sheriff, it's a challenge. But I think it's a challenge getting people for just about any job anymore, it seems. But law enforcement is particularly difficult. I will say the upside to it is, even though the numbers have dropped drastically for those applying for the job, the quality of the person, at least I'm speaking for Marple Township, the quality of the people that we get is still top-notch. We haven't lowered standards. We won't do that. We have a responsibility to the community and the officers who've been hired under those standards. We're going to maintain that, and we still get quality people. But it's constant work, you know, to recruit new officers.
Yeah, rebuilding. Well, Marple Police Chief Brandon Grafe, anything else before you go? We just wanted to publicize this, make sure everybody's aware of it. Check your Ring doorbell or whatever doorbell cameras that you have.
Yeah, just if I could add, the theft occurred at St. Peter and Paul Cemetery sometime over Valentine's Day weekend. And we don't even know for sure if it happened overnight. It's likely, but I would just ask anyone who was in St. Peter and Paul over Valentine's Day weekend, if they saw anyone or anything happening around the mausoleums, give us a call. It may be nothing, and that's okay. We can rule that out very quickly. But it also may be that one little nugget of information that will help us solve this crime. Disgusting crime.
Yeah, it really is. And that's, you know, it's a word. It's, you know, these are people grieving. You go to the cemetery, you go to a mausoleum, and you go there. Grief is such a, you know, grief is tough. And so to go there and have that happen, I just feel for them. And we really appreciate your diligence, your detective's diligence in trying to solve this and other crimes, but this one especially. Thank you, Chief Grafe. Really appreciate you.
Thank you, Dawn.
Absolutely.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.